When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spent a ton of time right over there surveying the forest of news, hewing the most topical northern white cedar stories, bracing the day's jokes over sturdy boatman's frame, and streamlining the vessel's thwarts and gunnels to create for you the white cap breaching seafarer's canoe that is my monologue. But sometimes Just sometimes, folks, I sputter awake in the swirling tide waters of the Jersey Shore, lash some empty 2-liter bottles of Mountain Dew Code Red to a discarded tumbler dryer, and then, guided only by the light of a distant combination gas station Carl's Jr., I pilot the condemned doom ferry of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
that's the only light I need to guide me. This is the only light you need. Meanwhile, in a real 1-2 punch of good news, bad news, the McRib is back, but McDonald's hints it's your last chance to enjoy it. Well, let's be real. Anyone who eats the McRib knows that any McRib could be their last. And... And the marketing is more than a little ominous, with the message continuing, order yours in the McDonald's app for delivery or pickup before you say goodbye on 11/20/22. Enjoy our famous pork sandwich as if it's your last. It's kind of dark. It's a little dark there, McDonald's, explains your recent signage. Get the 2-for-$5 mix and match today, for we are born astride a grave. The light gleams an instant, then it's night once more. Meanwhile, in medical news, during this weekend's massive season finale of Doctor Who, the Doctor, who had been played by Jodie Whittaker, surprised and delighted fans by regenerating as none other than former Doctor Who David Tennant. Yeah. It was the most stunning return to a TV role since zombie Dick Clark strangled Ryan Seacrest to reclaim New Year's Rockin' Eve. Meanwhile, in a small town in Washington State, a woman escaped a bear attack by punching it in the face. That is so badass. And explains the Forestry Department's new signs. In case of bear, call Brenner to f*** some it up. Local police report the woman had no choice when she didn't see the bear coming and was knocked to the ground after being charged by the adult female black bear as she was letting her dog out. Reached for comment, the dog said, I was totally gonna do something. I was gonna jump right in there, but like, I let her take this one. Totally going after the next bear. Meanwhile, is Benny here? Aww. Is Benny here? Benny's up here. Meanwhile, Apple's hottest new accessory is a $330 physical lock that can unlock a door with a simple tap from an iPhone or an Apple Watch. But of course, no headphone jack. Meanwhile, there's news from the world of Big Pasta, because Barilla is being sued over not being made in Italy. Even worse, the noodles are voiced by Chris Pratt. Here's the scoop. Barilla is marketed as Italy's number one brand of pasta, even though it's made in Iowa and New York. That is a crushing revelation. Next, they're going to tell me all those people at Olive Garden aren't my actual family. I was hoping I could crash there, you know, just till I get it together. Meanwhile, there's news from America's funny little uncle, England, where in order to help solve sex crimes, a semen-sniffing dog has been brought in by Cheshire Police. Man, this English adaptation of Paw Patrol is gritty.
More Late Show Poncho after this.
Folks, I spend most of my time right over there ruminating on the day's biggest stories, collecting my thoughts into the most topical passages that explore the landscape of human relationships in the modern era, with influences from Dostoevsky, Turgenev, and Thoreau, to compose for you the pithy yet timeless Virginia Woolf masterpiece that is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, I emerge from a sewer grate under an abandoned newsstand, lick a glue stick, and rip whatever words anger me most out of some discarded issues of Consumer Reports, then slap them together on a garbage lid to present the tunnel dweller's ransom note of news that is my segment. Right there. That's American history right there. Meanwhile, earlier this week, Apple's iMessage and FaceTime were down for some users who complained about not being able to send and receive text messages or place FaceTime calls. Oh, no! Without text or FaceTime, how are they supposed to communicate using their phone? Meanwhile, a new study found that your cat recognizes the special way you talk to it. So, cat owners, when you tell your cat to stop scratching the new silk pillows, but he keeps doing it, it's not because he can't hear you. It's because he hates you. Yes, he does. He's gonna eat your eyeballs when you die. He's gonna eat your eyeballs when you die. Meow, meow, eat your eyeballs. Meanwhile, a study found that people have better things to do than commute. Most participants said they would rather be spending time with family or exercising, while the most honest participants said they'd rather spend their days saying they're going to exercise than sit on the couch watching Below Deck Med in running shorts. Meanwhile, in spreadable news, despite the looming butter shortage, the usage of fancy butter boards is soaring, which is taking a stick of butter and spreading it on a charcuterie board, then adding whatever you want. Notes to my loved ones. If you ever see me spreading an entire stick of butter on a board and I'm about to eat it, what I want is Prozac. Meanwhile, we just got pictures from Nikon's annual Small World competition, a contest for tiny pictures of tiny things. And this year's batch is pretty wild. Here's a zebrafish photographed a mere 72 hours into its development, capturing the exact moment that it realized its whole family went to Paris without it. Meanwhile, a Swedish zoo closed when a king cobra escaped its exhibit. I would love to have heard that announcement. Okay, folks, no reason to panic, but the zoo is closing. Just some routine maintenance repairs. There's a king cobra on the loose. Cleaning inventory, catching the cobra, servicing equipment. Don't get bitten by the cobra. Sorry, I gotta go. Here comes the cobra. Now, every once in a while, there's a bit of a story behind how we handle a story here at The Late Show. When that happens, I like to tell you about it in my Meanwhile sub-segment, Behind the Scenes While. You see, that story about the snake loose in Sweden I just talked about, initially, my writer-producer, Mike Brum, that's Mike right there, he's a hell of a guy, Mike had the idea that we take a song by the Swedish band ABBA and change their lyrics to be about this escaped snake. So Mike did like a trial version of a video where he used his own voice for like a scratch track, a quick proof of concept. Sometimes that works, and then the band over there does a beautiful version of it, and sometimes it doesn't work, and you just never get to see or hear it. But this time, It So Very did not work. That, with Mike's permission, I'm gonna show it to you now. Jim?
It can bite, you can die, running away for your life. Oh, see that snake, take cover, put in the cobra snake. You visit and the lights are low, looking out for a slimy foe.
Now, we didn't cut away from that song in the middle. That's as far as he got. He said, you want me to finish it? I said, no.
This has been The Late Show Pacho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back from fall break on October 24th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pacho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, after the Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after the Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.